to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Hey, did you have that other intro ready, Benny?
Wait, what intro? You mean this intro? Yahoo! Now we know that special time music, of course, don't we?
Absolutely. Isn't that great?
So happy.
It is very happy. Now, who starts their show like that?
Going to take a wild guess.
Must be Joy Turner and Talk With Your Animals.
Yay! She is joining us today. Joy Turner, Talk With Your Animals. And actually, I'm actually ready to turn the show over to Joy.
I know.
Actually, I mean, that's what I love about this. She is my very special guest today. And we're kicking it up. You're going to be able to hear it from Seattle to Tampa. And so I want to introduce you to Joy Turner. I want to introduce you to someone that has been doing radio, that has been helping people talk with their animals for quite some time. She has her own show right here in the Seattle area. And I want to introduce you to who she is and her skills and what she does and how she connects so many people with their fabulous, fabulous, fabulous animal friends. She has been on the bridge between thousands of animals and humans. She has done this as a spiritual teacher. She's a leading animal communicator. She has clients all over the world. She has her own radio show here, which is totally jazzed. And I want to give you a heads up today. Even though we're going to turn that format over, you're going to be able to connect with Joy. We are kind of a little preempted here, so for our friends out there in Tampa, I hope Big Eddie, we're going to have to send you what are we going to have to do for Eddie out there?
He's got
to
fill for 15 minutes,
all
I guess.
Right, we'll have
or
to connect with him.
14 and a half, maybe 13.
Because so. We've been preempted here, and so there you have it.
Yeah.
Joy Turner, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Pat. I am so honored to be here.
Good, and I'm turning the show over to you.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, hello there, everyone. Of course, in the beginning of the show, when I do my own show, I like to tell everyone that it's a very unique radio show because you actually get to be able to call in and have me talk with your animal kids. You can ask them about anything that you want to ask them about. You can talk to animals who are physically in their bodies and ones who have passed over. You can also, by the way, speak to spiritual guides and souls if that happens to be of interest to anyone. And, of course, a little bit, if I may, say that my show today, which generally follows this particular hour of Pat's, is also preempted for the same sports event. So we won't be on the air live this week, but we will be back next week.
And we're bringing Joy to you live right now. This is a toll-free number that you all should know, and I'm going to give it out again because we're actually doing the exact same thing that Joy would do during her hour, and we're using my toll-free number. So you can call from anywhere in the country and plug in toll-free and have a conversation with Joy. Connect with your animal friends at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. Now, this is also, you also help people that, you know, have their animal friends, that, you know, sometimes they're having concerns or issues and they're not really sure what's going on. So you actually create the bridge so that they can communicate or at least have an understanding,
exactly,
of what their animal friends are saying and doing to them.
That's exactly right. Some people call me a psychic. I don't actually see myself as a psychic.
Yes.
I see myself more as a medium, sort of,
mm-hmm,
because I do create that bridge. They get to ask the question. I make sure that their animal kids understand what that question is and
right.
actually what it means.
Right.
And then tell them what their kids have to say back again.
Okay. And so because we have a short show today, I want to encourage you to call in early because we're going to take as many as you can, but we are actually ending the show today 15 minutes early. So the number toll free, and Benny's in there picking up the lines right now, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-520-2819. And I've heard the range of questions, Troy. I mean, this could be everything from, you know, my dog won't eat and I don't know understand why, or all of a sudden, you know, my cat is acting a little strange. I brought a new cat into the house. I don't know what to do. You know, my bird has stopped talking. I mean, whatever that is.
Whatever it is.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't make any difference. I've talked to all different species of animals, so it doesn't matter what kind of kid you live with. I even have talked to things like ants and bees. So you literally can talk to actually anything. They don't necessarily need to be your own personal kids.
Okay.
I have talked to like feral cats, for instance, that people have fed. I've talked to ants that have actually been in someone's mountain house.
Mm.
And so you can do all those types of things. They don't have to be with you in order for me to be able to talk with them. And I do need to know the species, so I know if I'm talking to a dog or a cat or a horse or a monkey or whatever I might be talking to, and their name, just like I like to know your name so that I can call you by name, I can call them by name.
Now, who do we have in the studio here with us? These beautiful, beautiful, beautiful creatures right here. Just gorgeous.
As always, of course, whenever I do any show, my puppies come with me. I have Faith and Braveheart, or Faith. Faith is the one that passed. Sorry about that, everybody. Braveheart, who is the puppy that is with me now, although Faith actually did jump in here. And also Candy is our new little puppy. She's almost 6 months now. So they're both golden retrievers. At home, I live with Mercury and Venus, two kitties, and Dreamweaver, Ala, Delight, and Diego, four horses, and Sing and Song canaries. So those are my family. I get to play with them a lot. And I've had people say, are they staying cool? Yes, we have air conditioning in our house. And we have fans at the barn. So, and I also have a lot of trees. So we're about anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees cooler at our place than we are out on the street.
And Benny, believe me, I think he's doing the best he can. He's picking up these lines. The lights are flashing, so we're going to get folks on here. Isn't that interesting how Faith popped in there, Joy?
It is.
But that's what you do.
Absolutely, it is what I do.
Mm.
And often when I'm talking with people, they'll want to talk to someone, and I'll say, well, there's somebody else there, and it'll pop up. Sometimes, actually, even when I'm crossing, or when I'm talking with beings who have crossed over, someone's father or sister or mother or someone else may pop in. So we get to have all kinds of interesting little conversations about literally any topic. You can talk about health or mm-hmm. any type of psychological or behavioral issue. Sometimes people like to just call me and say, so what are they thinking? Tell me what yeah. they are enjoying. Or are they having a good time? Sometimes they're much more kind of critical or crucial questions. People often call me, for instance, when animals are in a process of where they're really sick and maybe wanting to cross or needing to cross.
Mm.
And then I help them understand what that particular animal kid wants at that particular moment.
Well, I want to make sure everyone knows that if you want to find out more about Joy, just check out the website, talkwithyouranimals.com. But we've got lots of folks waiting to talk with Joy, don't you think, Benny?
Yes, yes, yes. I
know.
I'm running my
busy.
Little fingers.
Got your little blisters
little
going.
Animal friend information all ready to go here. All right, now. I've got some scribble notes here, so hopefully I can do it. But we're going to start the morning off. We've got Jerry calling in, a dog named Bosco, and it's a Rottweiler. So, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Hi,
Thank
Jerry.
You. Hello, everyone.
Hey, Jerry.
Bosco's a Rottweiler. He's about 3.5 years old. And since we've got him, he was diagnosed with epilepsy. And we've managed to keep it in control with medication. But just these last few days, he's had a series of seizures. And we want to know if you could tell us anything about what might have happened just over these last few days.
Okay. I want to say hi to him. And
okay.
He, first of all, wants me to tell you how greatly he appreciates the fact that you've brought him into your life. He thinks that's just a marvelous thing that you've done for him. Did you actually get him from a shelter or something?
No, we bought him from a breeder.
Okay. Often they'll feel this kind of gratitude when they've come from shelters. So he's very grateful that you've taken him into your life. He says, I'm going to tell him that this is okay, honey, because he's saying that he thinks he's actually defective. And
okay.
He doesn't think there's anything in particular, except he thinks he's not quite wired correctly. And that's what, in his estimation, is causing the issue. he wants to tell you that he's going to stay around for as long as he can, but he's not sure how long this is going to let him stay.
Okay.
He doesn't think that there's anything in particular that triggers it. It's just something that's going on in his brain.
Okay, is there anybody else around him?
Anyone else?
That has crossed over, that is around him?
Oh, okay. He has actually lots of what I call, and you know animals do have spiritual guides just like humans do.
Right.
He has lots of guides around him that are helping him. And there are some other animals, although I don't know who they are right off the top of his head. So he's not by himself, and he's not really in trauma about any of this. He's just a little sad at the thought that his life may be cut shorter than he would really prefer to have it be.
Is there anything else we could be doing for him?
You're taking him to a doctor, correct?
Yes.
And he's on some type of medication?
He is, yes.
Okay. I want to talk to one of his guides, so hang on here a second. Okay, his guide tells me what he's come here to experience is the biggest, vastest love that you can provide to him. With an open heart and no concern about whether that love is for a day or a century.
Okay.
So that's what you can do for him, to let him experience that which he has come to experience.
Okay, we'll do that. He's already getting as much love as we have. He's a great dog.
Perfect.
All right, great. We're going to take a short break, everyone, right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Joy Turner in the house. Lines are filled up, but we're going to take them as they come in for as long as we can. 1-800-930-2819. We're taking your call from anywhere in the country, so don't be shy. That is a toll-free number, and we're right at it. We'll be right back with Joy Turner and the Dr. Pat Show right after this break. We'll be right back.
After a long day that's going way too fast, there is a way to relax, warm up, detoxify, and have pain relief. It's called an infrared sauna. You sit in a warm box and gently absorb infrared heat that allows you to have a great low-temperature sweat. Afterwards, a quick shower, and you're ready for a good night's sleep. Sweating has many health benefits, such as stress reduction, immune system improvement, weight loss, and system detoxification. For more information, call Brian at 650-357-8944 or go to Bay Area InfraredSauna.com. Zenspiration Gardens are unlike any floral product you'll find on the market. Your personalized garden is prepared in a beautifully crafted keepsake box filled with plants, flowers, candles, and spiritual icons. Giving a Zenspiration Garden is the perfect way to express love, friendship, congratulations, or any other heartfelt message or inspiration. They ship nationwide, so contact Zenspiration Gardens at 619-972-1076 or zen-opolis.com.
Find out what's baffling the medical community. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn how a 76-year-old woman managed to look 25 years younger by drinking Ashitaba Green, the multifunctional organic whole plant food. What is Ashitaba Green? Why is it so widely used in Japan? How has it changed the lives of others? Meet organic Ashitaba grower Linda Hayano and find out how. Visit AshitabaGreen.com or AshitabaBeauty.com.
Times Naturally Magazine is Tampa Bay's natural health magazine, now in their 20th year, covering body, mind, spirit, nutrition, physical fitness, yoga and Pilates, supplements, meditation, natural product, mental health and strength, spiritual growth, eco-earth, and more. Search for local business, feature stories, media, and product reviews, and an extensive calendar of events. Pick one up at your local business today or visit newtimesnaturally.com. That's newtimesnaturally.com.
Genesis Today, a world leader in 100% pure therapeutic juices with absolutely nothing added except pure goodness. Genesis Today harnesses thousands of years of ancient healing wisdom for your benefit. We don't sell products. We offer complete nutritional building programs which encourage health on all levels. Genesis Today, combining age-old tradition medicines with modern-day science. Visit us today at genesistoday.com. That's genesistoday.com. We are in a new age of discovery. In the past, science strived to understand physical matter. In the new age, science will strive to understand the energy that creates matter. In the past, all dietary supplements nourish the body. In the new age, dietary supplements will focus on the energy that creates your body. The future is here. Learn about our natural monatomic minerals from Harmonic Enterprises. Move with us to the new age. Call us at 888-667-4300 or visit harmonicenterprises.com.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
This is the Dr. Pat
Wait,
Show.
Wait, you're not Joy.
That's right.
That's not your voice.
I know. I've got my sidekick here, Joy Turner. We're doing a very special show with Joy. For those of you that are listening from Tampa, you're wondering what's going on. I want to introduce you to an amazing individual who talks with animals, and that's what we're doing today. Joy, again, welcome to the show. And
Thank
I want to
you.
Ask you, you're going to be doing an event, and I want people to know about your event. And also, what you're hearing from Joy right now is really a snippet. It's just a bit of what she does. She does phenomenal personal sessions with people. And for many of you that don't like to call into the show, Joy not only does radio, but she also will do one-on-one with you, and they're very in-depth sessions. So let's give out some of that information so people know how to connect with you.
Absolutely. Great. Thanks, Pat. So if you want to get me directly when I'm off air, you can do one of two things. You can go to the website of talkwithyouranimals.com. You can also, if you forget that, go to joyturner.com. It'll take you to the same place. And you could call me at 425-867-1779. And the event that you were speaking about is
yes.
actually in the Seattle area. I will be at East West Bookshop on July 21st and 22nd. We'll be there from noon until closing. We're going to have a seminar that will talk to you about animal communication and talking with spiritual guides and souls and pretty much the whole gambit of the things that I do. And then there will
be... In person, though.
In person,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
exactly. And then we'll be doing private sessions until the end of Saturday. And then on Sunday, they're going to book a whole day of private sessions. So if you want to do that, you're going to need to get a hold of... You can get a hold of Martha Music at 206-522-5157. Or call East West Bookshop and schedule with them. And that way we'll be able to fit you in. They are expecting things to fill up, so you might want to go ahead and call as early as you could.
Let me give you an example of what filling up means. The minute that we gave out the phone numbers, all of the lines filled up. And as a matter of fact, I want to make sure that you know the lines are open. If you want to connect with Joy right now, you can do it at 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to end the show early today at the three-quarter hour. And so that means if you want to connect and you want to get on air, you're going to have to call in right now. Joy, let's do it. Let's do what Joy does best.
All right, let's bring on our next caller. We have Virginia with a dog named Sherman. It's a golden. And welcome to the show, Virginia.
Hi.
Hi, Virginia. So tell me what you would like to know from Sherman.
Well, Sherman, he's had a hard life. And he's 5 years old now, but he was 5.5 months old when I got him because they were going to kill him because he was abused. And now, I had a stroke, and so he was worried about me, and he thought I was going to die. But then I went on vacation, and I had my dog, a babysitter, and my dog's come back. And so I don't know if he's depressed or he's very sensitive, but I don't know if he's mad that I left, that I was gone for a week. Or
what kinds of things are you seeing from him?
He's not eating that much. He's just feeling depressed, and sometimes he's laboring his air. You know, he's talking, he's breathing, you know, he's too fast.
Okay, well, let me ask him to show me how he feels.
Okay.
The first thing he wants to know is he was not clear enough on what was happening. So did you actually?
Vacation?
Yes. Did you actually talk to him, tell him what you were doing, where you were going, when you were coming
maybe
back?
Not enough.
Okay, because he didn't get that. He was wondering, although hoping he was wrong, that you were actually turning him over to somebody else.
Oh, there was about 10 dogs.
Okay, so when you really, and this is true for most people, animals really, really need to know what you're doing, why you're doing it, when you're going, and when you're coming back, and you need to use natural cycles when you explain that. For instance, if you're gone 7 days, you would say you're gone seven times the sun comes up, you'll be back the seventh time, and explain to him especially why he was left.
Oh, okay.
So you could actually go do that for him now, even kind of go back and remind him, and
okay.
Because he kind of lost heart when he lost heart. In other words, when animals are feeling that maybe their people don't love them enough or love them anymore, they kind of lose heart. They literally they will kind of shrink into themselves, and then they get depressed, or they can begin to develop physical issues. So I would definitely speak to him about that.
Okay.
And you can go to, the other thing I would do is, there is a pet essence, flower essence, called Life Zest.
What is it?
Life, L-I-F-E, Zest, Z-E-S-T. That's from Pet Essences. If you go to my website, there is a connection there. And I don't know that phone number right off the top of my head, but you can call there and ask to have that sent to you, and then put some drops of that in his water to help him kind of reboot that whole energy system of his.
Okay.
And my website again is talkwithyouranimals.com.
Okay.
Or you can call me if you don't have access to the internet. Call me at 425-867-1779 and tell me if you get my machine, leave me a message about what you need, and I'll call you back.
Now, Joy, what's the three numbers?
425-867-1779. Yes, 1779.
Okay.
And
I got it.
Just leave me a message and tell me you need the Pet Essences number, and I'll call you with that.
Okay, great.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
He seemed depressed. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so who do we have next?
Well, let's bring on our next one. Sorry about that. We were kind of wondering who's going to take the next microphone spot. Marjorie, we're going to bring her on with a dog named Rose, and it's a greyhound. So, Marjorie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I have a 10-year-old greyhound named Rose, and I'm just wondering how she's doing. At times, she seems a little depressed, and I'm not sure what to do about it.
Okay. She wants you to, first of all, know that she loves her life. It's a little unfamiliar from what she was told she was supposed to be doing. Did you get her from the track?
Actually, she's an ex-racer. She had another home, and her owner died, and she came to live with me.
Okay. Her issue is, one thing, she was told she was going to be a racing dog from the track, which I'm going to tell her she did do that, but they only do that for a short period of time generally, and then they go live with people's homes, and she said, all right, she could understand that, but she's not real clear about the other person. So that person passed on?
Right.
Okay, and then how did you come to get her?
Well, she went kind of back in the adoption cycle.
Okay. What she needs to know is, let me ask you, are you in fairly reasonably good health so that you think you're not going to pass on anytime soon also?
Well, I certainly hope so.
Okay, I mean, that's kind of a weird question, but and that's what she's not sure about is what's going on in her life. So what you want to talk to her about is the fact that her other person passed and then somebody else needed to take her home, which she says, okay, she can understand that to me. And you're that person, so in order to get to you, she had to go back to the adoption area and get readopted. And she wants you to know that that's very traumatic for her to go back there, so she hopes she never has to go back there again.
Oh, I hope so, too.
And I'm going to tell her that we think that this is where she'll stay for the rest of her life because we think that you're in good health and you'll stay well so that she can stay with you.
Yes.
Okay, and she says, thank you. She's happy about that.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right. I'm telling you, this is fabulous. I want to make sure everyone has the toll-free number we're using so that you all can connect with Joy. That number is 1-800-930-2819. It looks like if you want to connect with Joy, this is probably going to be a good time to do it. So please get in here quickly, since I want to remind everyone we are going to end the show early. We've been preempted by a fabulous sports game, I guess.
Yeah, the Storm game.
Yeah,
the Seattle
yeah.
Storm, women's
yeah.
WNBA.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So Allie's
at the game. Let's 1-800-930-2819 is the phone number. 1-800-930-2819.
All right, let's go and run off to a caller. Just before the break here, we're going to bring on Carol now with a dog named Mac, and it's a terrier. So, Carol, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, Carol.
Calling about Mac. He's three, and with the nice weather, we really enjoy going out for hikes with groups of maybe eight other dogs and people. And so it would be off-leash. And so I'm asking you and Mac how I can have Mac keep with the group of other dogs, stay with that group, because we had an incident a couple weeks ago where he strayed and didn't stay with the group, and we lost him for 20 minutes. So I'm wondering if it's something that with that breed I'm not able to pursue. I should keep him on-leash, or if I can consider off-leash again.
Okay, when I asked him what was going on there, he says he needs to be able to see a purpose in staying with everyone else, and he's fine doing that as long as nothing more exciting comes along. And he considered that something more exciting came along, but he said he did have an idea of where you were, so he didn't really consider himself lost.
Oh dear.
And so what I'm going to suggest you do about that is you're going to have to train him really well for a come. Because mm-hmm. he does show me that if something catches his attention, he's going to be gone from it or to it. So you're going to want to really train him and train him and train him and train him on come until just about any time he can get to you when you call him to say come, no matter what the distraction is.
Mm-hmm.
And he does want to be off lead. He does think that that would be reasonable. He sees it as a punishment if everybody else is off running around that he's stuck on a lead.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm telling him that in order to do that, he has to be really sure that when you call him, he needs to come to you. So when you call him, make it somehow exciting for him. And
okay.
For instance, I have a almost 6-month baby girl retriever. And what I do is if she's not paying enough attention, I'll jump up and down and I'll be real excited and call her and call her. Or her thing is food. If I rattle a plastic bag that might have food in it, she's to me and immediately.
Hmm.
So
okay.
Find that kind of a thing for Mac.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
All right, excellent. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and my guest,
Joy Turner.
Contrary to popular belief, having a baby is not always a happy, glowing experience. Many women develop a variety of mood problems, most often depression. Thankfully, there are many options available to heal or prevent this debilitating condition. Dr. Shoshana Bennett is shining a light on postpartum depression right here on the Dr. Pat Show. So tune in and find out how to help someone you love. For more information about postpartum depression, visit postpartumdepressionhelp.com.
The Empowerment Partnership, empowering the lives of thousands of people around the world just like you. Their mission is to empower you with an understanding of what makes you and others tick and to teach you the tools and techniques that will unlock your hidden gifts. The Empowerment Partnership, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. To learn more, call 1-800-800-MIND or go to NLP.com. Mention the Dr. Pat Show to receive a special discount.
Ready to put cancer behind you? Clarify your purpose in life after cancer. Learn new tools and take back your life. Rekindle your spirit and find support in peaceful Hawaii. Join the next retreat with Dr. Jean Achterberg at Kokolulu's Cancer After Care Retreat Center on the island of Hawaii, July 15th through the 27th. Space is limited, so call now 1-808-889-9893 or visit cancer-retreats.org. Aloha.
Cancer and stroke are now the greatest threats to life. But there's no need to suffer the side effects of pharmaceuticals or harmful treatments. Whether a patient does or does not wish to use traditional methods, there is a totally non-toxic alternative product, Poly-MVA. Poly-MVA has been effective with both stroke and cancer. cancer for over 10 years. To find out more, call 866-991-9942 or visit polymva.com.
Can a credit card be used for positive change? The folks at Enlightenment Card think so. While other credit cards channel their monies to faceless corporations, the Enlightenment Card has established over 1,100 socially conscious reward partners. Whether your points are redeemed to support a charity, to further your own growth in a workshop, retreat, or yoga class, or to use them to buy organic products, now you can rest assured knowing your monies and reward points are going to support those companies who are working to make a difference. Will this save the world? Probably not. But it will send a message to corporate America that there are people who are paying attention to how money is being used. Join their community at enlightenmentcard.com. Again, that's enlightenmentcard.com. Enlightenmentcard.com.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by Joy Turner in the house. We are having a blast here. We pretty much have the phone lines filled up. Joy, welcome again to the show. Let's remind everyone about your upcoming events. And also, if people want to have a personal reading with you, which is way more in-depth than what you're hearing today, they can call you directly and make that happen.
Absolutely, they can. First of all, for my entire schedule, you're going to want to go to my website. You can get there by one of two ways, either talkwithyouranimals.com or joyturner.com, and that will give you my entire schedule. I'm rather busy for the summertime, of course. The biggest event that I have coming up here in this area is on July 21st and 22nd at East West Bookshop. I am going to be there doing a seminar on the Saturday. I think that starts at, I want to say 1 or maybe it's 12. My brain just left me. And I'll be doing a book signing after that and be doing private sessions after that. I did write a book called The Spiritual Principles of Consciousness and Manifestation. Mm-hmm. And there will be a book signing for that there. Then we'll have private sessions. And then all day Sunday, they're scheduling private sessions. So you can either go to the website and check out that information, get the East West Bookshop phone number. You can call my coordinator, Martha Music, at 206-522-5157. She can provide you the information. And then, of course, if you want to have a private session, they are in 30-minute increments. You can talk to as many animals as you'd like, here or passed over, pretty much do anything you want to do. And that phone number for that would be 425-867-1779.
Excellent. And let's go to the phones, Benny.
Sounds good. Let's bring on Suzanne now with a dog named Yak, Jack Russell Terrier.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Joy. I would like to know if my little dog, Yak, is happy and comfortable in our home.
Is Yak a boy?
No.
Yak's a girl?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yak wants you to know that that's the silliest question she's ever heard. She said if she hasn't made it plain enough that she loves being home, then she doesn't know what else she can do.
Okay, that's wonderful. I love Yak so much.
She said, yes, she knows it, and she loves you right back. And she said she thinks she is incredibly demonstrative.
She thinks she is?
She does.
Wow.
She said, don't you think she very well shows you everything she's thinking and feeling?
Yeah. She does. She does. I guess I needed you to confirm that.
Absolutely. She just thinks she, like, fell into the biggest piece of heaven she could possibly have found.
Oh, that's just wonderful, because I love her to death.
Good. She says, you could do her a favor, though, and not love her to death.
Maybe I do overly.
Bear in mind, animals are very literal.
Uh-huh.
So you'd want to say, love her immensely, or some other thing besides something that would beat to death or to pieces.
Okay. Is it at all possible for you to connect for me with a dog that has passed on?
Sure.
His name is Zoom.
And when did he pass?
It's been about 6 years.
Okay. Zoom said he's lived up to his name and zoomed into my head. And what would you like to talk to him about?
I just want him to know that he was the most loyal dog and friend I have ever had, and I miss him so much.
He says to thank you tremendously, that he loved being that for you, and he wants you to know that every time you think about him, he knows it.
Oh, good.
He knows exactly what you're thinking, exactly what you're feeling, and all you have to do, the easiest way would just be to say, hey, Zoom, just like he was still here, because his spirit is still here.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you so much, Joy.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Let's go to the phones, Benny. Boy, Joy Turner in the house today.
That's right, and she is. And let's go and bring on now Peggy with a dog named Otis. It's a pug.
Hi, Peggy. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy.
Oh, there she is.
Last week, Otis and I went to our family farm in eastern Washington to visit Grandpa and Grandma.
Okay.
And I know he loves going to the country. And so I would like for him to share with me what are some of the his favorite things that he likes about being there.
Okay, he gets very thoughtful about that. He says he thinks the thing he likes the best is the freedom there. And he wants to understand if you, or wants to know if you understand what he means by freedom.
Yes, I think I do, because he gets to go wander and go for walks and stuff without being on the leash.
Yes, and it's just much less structured in his mind. He thinks he lives a rather structured life. Do you live actually in a city?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
He sees that as being a very structured life, not only in your life, but in the whole, because animals, bear in mind, also are aware of mass consciousness. And so the city life is much more structured, even in everyone else's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Than
well,
just yours.
Plus, when we go to the country, I'm on vacation.
Ah, so you really then don't have much structure.
Right.
Okay. So, and that's pretty much what he loves, the fact that he just gets to be a dog and gets to hang out and do all the great, wonderful country dog things, and he wants to know if you've ever considered becoming a country person.
Oh, it is.
He says he could do that, you know.
Well, I bet. As he's gotten older, I've made a more of an effort to get over there more frequently, both not only because my parents are getting older, but I know he's getting older, so I know he likes it, so I try to get over there more often.
And he really wants to let you know that he appreciates that tremendously, because he thinks in a large part you do that specifically just for him.
I did. This last time I did.
Yeah, so he's really grateful about that. It is kind of like going, a little human kid going to Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Jimmy.
How old is Otis?
He's 13 and a half.
All right, cool. All right, that sounds totally fun. All right, let's go to the phone.
Sounds good. We'll take our last caller of the day. We have now Darcy for being so patient on the phone. Thank you, Darcy. We have a cat named Marvin.
Hi Darcy.
There.
Okay.
Hi, Joy.
Hello.
I'm in a truck, so I can't hear very well, but I have a cat, Marvin, that's 12 years old, and I've fed her tender vittles from basically day one, and they've discontinued that type of food, and I'm wondering what she's thinking, if she knows that I've really tried to find it, and also I haven't been able to live with her full-time for the last 6 months, and I'm wondering how she feels about that.
Okay, I'll try to talk a little bit louder so maybe you can hear me a little bit better.
Perfect.
She says she doesn't understand why she can't have what she likes. She sort of picks up that there must be some really good reason, but she can't quite figure out what it is. And she says if she's not going to have that, then she needs something else that she especially likes. And when I asked her what that might be, she was showing me what looks to be tuna to me.
Okay.
So, because she really liked the way that tasted, and I think that's part of the food recall, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll tell her that it's because the way they were making that with some of the things they were putting in there was bad for her. And she says to me, well, that's too bad. She really liked it. And I said, yes, well, humans really like chocolate and things like that, too, but it's really bad for us. So your mom's trying to get you on a healthier diet. And she said, I asked her if she'd cooperate a little more. She said she'd try. And as far as not being with you, she says, once again, she thinks she sort of understands why, but she's never really sure when you're coming, so she'd really like it if you would talk to her more about why you're going and when you're coming back again. And again, use natural cycles.
Okay, and can you let her know that about 30 days we will be living together full time?
She goes, yay!
Perfect.
She's very happy about that.
Great. Well, I thank you, and I will be in touch with you about our other cats on your personal line.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Darcy.
Wow. Thank you, everyone. Benny, how are we doing?
We're good. That wrapped it up for today.
That was perfect. You know, Joy, it's really important that we give out your information again and let people know about your upcoming events. And I want to remind everyone, if you've just plugged in, we're going to be ending the show early today at the 45 break because we've got a sports event coming on. But, Joy, let's give out information so that folks know how to connect with you.
Okay, there's a variety of ways. Oh, you can go through the internet at talkwithyouranimals.com or joyturner.com. You can also phone me at 425-867-1779. Of course, I have a radio show that usually follows at noon on the same station. However, of course, today it is also preempted, so I won't be on it today, but any other Wednesday I'll be here. And let me see, I guess that's pretty much it for those. You can see me next, go to my website, check out my schedule. I'm pretty much everywhere over the next month or so. And most recently here, I'll be in July 21st and 2nd at East West Bookshop doing a two-day event with a seminar, book signing, and private sessions.
Can you give out your phone number one more time so that people that want to set up for private sessions, they know how to contact you by telephone?
425-867-1779.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. I want to remind you, tonight at 6 o'clock, bbsradio.com, I am going to have Dr. Carmen Hara on there, opening up phone lines, personal readings with her. She is a psychic and a psychologist right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll see you right back here tomorrow, same time, same stations. Have a great one. Let's go.